How may I help you today, please? I'm a floor supervisor.
Hey, how you doing? Can I have your name?
Crystal.
Okay. All right, Crystal. Do you have an ID number or anything like that?
No, sir.
So how are you identified if I was to try to identify you?
Okay, Crystal, but I can give you my last name if you would like.
Yes.
Okay, it's Falk, F as in Frank, A as in Apple, U as in Umbrella, L as in Larry, K as in Kangaroo.
Oh, F-A-U-L-K.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty cool, actually. Okay, so I got a text message saying that, hey, you know, for being a long-term AT&T customer, which I had AT&T for a long time, you want an Apple Watch. So I said, okay. So then I followed the text message, and it brought me to this, what's the name, and I'm thinking that I got an Apple Watch. All I got to do is pay for shipping. So the way it was presented to me was because I was a long AT&T customer. So being that I found out that it's something else now, I would like to be refunded, and I would like for that to be canceled.
Yes, sir. Can you verify your first and last name to make sure I have the correct account?
Yes, ma'am. It is Tuane Unique.
Thank you, sir. And your address, 9 Evergreen Drive, Dover, Delaware?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. And I do see it was the Platinum Ultra smartwatch, which tracks your steps, your sleep, your heart rate. I see $7.95 for the shipping and handling, $19.99 for the earbuds. And then I see it was a free welcoming gift for the Consumer Gadget Club. I see they charged you $67.32. That would get you it would get you a $199 gift card to purchase a gadget each month from the online gadget store. But I do see it canceled.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that. I'm just being upfront with you, Miss Falk. It came through as if it was a gift for me being a long time, you know, customer, and that's what I was under the impression that I was receiving, man.
Okay, yes, sir. And you wanted a refund for the $67.32, was that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir, we can do that. No problem. Your refund of $67.32 will be back in your account in the next 3 to 5 business days. The account is canceled. There'll be no further charges. Would you like a confirmation number, sir?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Okay, it is C as in Charlie, 26091800001.
All right, that's C26091800001.
Yes, sir, and you'll have that refund back in full no later than Friday and no more charges whatsoever.
All right, thank you so much, ma'am. I appreciate you.
You're welcome, sir. You have a great Monday. I'm sorry.
The lady that transferred me to you, I feel like I get it. It has to be difficult when somebody calls in for a complaint. I did customer service for years over the phone. I did telemarketing. I'm familiar with the job. Her attitude needs a lot to be desired. If you don't believe me, you can just listen to the call. It goes beyond somebody just being irritated with the person or anything like that. I feel as though nobody should be that comfortable dealing with customers. I can give you an example of how she was. It was just like, it was as if she was doing me a favor by even talking to me.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. I'm sorry about that. That is, there's no reason to act like that ever.
Yeah, so I believe her name was Quana. And, like, I feel like that should definitely, nobody should be that comfortable with their job. Your job is paying you to pay your bills or to live a life. You need to respect your job. Like, and if you listen to the call, it wasn't that she was saying anything so much nasty to me. It was her her phone etiquette. It was horrible.
Well, yes, so thank you for letting me know, and I'll definitely take a listen to that call and get with her, sir.
All right, thank you so
much. And I'm sorry you had to deal with that, sir. But I thank you for letting me know, and I thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great week.
You too, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
All right.